Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 145, A Fearless Spirit. Hear this word, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Let that land, not of fear. That means if fear has been giving you orders today, telling you what you can try, who you can approach, which doors you're allowed to open, that fear did not come from your father. Timidity is not your inheritance. It is not what God placed inside you when his spirit came.
And his spirit came. Nor is the verb God gave. Past tense. Already done. The spirit is not a trophy that strong people earn after proving they deserve it. He is a gift that the Father gives to sons and daughters. You do not have to win what has already been given. You only have to walk in what you have already received. And what you received has three dimensions, and they are exactly what fear tries to steal from you. The first is power. But hear me carefully, not power for show, not to impress anyone. The power God gives is for today's hard duty. That conversation you've been putting off, that decision that demands courage, that step that feels too big, God does not command what he does not equip. If he called you to it, he has already resourced you for it. The second is love, and love does something fear can never do. Love moves toward. Fear shrinks back, protects itself, keeps its distance. Love draws near. The Spirit of God moves you toward the very people that fear wants you to avoid. The difficult, a neighbor, the estranged family member, the friend who is suffering quietly and hoping someone will notice. Love doesn't wait until it feels safe. It goes anyway. And the third, self-control. The Greek word is sophronismos, a sober, sound, steady mind. That is courage at rest. It is the ability to think clearly while your emotions are shouting, while the situation is unraveling, while everything around you is calling for panic. That too is the Spirit's gift, a mind that does not collapse when the pressure arrives. Power, love, self-control, three gifts, one Spirit, already alive inside you. So what do you do with this today? Today, before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you check the news, before the noise of the day takes over, stop. Name out loud the biggest fear that is sitting on you right now. Don't run from it. Look at it and declare over it these words. God gave me a spirit of power, love, and self-control, not as a magic formula, as truth, because it is the truth. You are reminding yourself of what is already real. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.